In this bulletin, more evacuation warnings issued for residents northwest of Sydney amid heavy rainfall and flooding. Prime Minister Scott Morrison condemns a staff member at the centre of fresh sexual misconduct allegations. And in football, Melbourne City takes control over competition leaders, the Central Coast Mariners. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Evacuation warnings have been issued for residents northwest of Sydney amid heavy rainfall and flooding that left emergency services having to contend with snakes during one rescue on the New South Wales mid-north coast. So far, the New South Wales State Emergency Service has evacuated about 18,000 people from their homes, 3,000 people in western Sydney and 15,000 on the mid-north coast. Major flooding similar to the 1988 and 1990 flood events is occurring along the Hawkesbury River, while the Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting heavy rainfall to continue through Tuesday. These residents on the mid-north coast say the impact has been devastating.
I think I've lost everything. I didn't bring my false teeth, I didn't bring nothing with me, only my medicines because they said they'd take me to hospital.
And there wasn't anything we could do. We had all our animals upstairs. We had to move everything we could upstairs and there was no warning. We couldn't get too much.
The Insurance Council of Australia has declared parts of New South Wales a catastrophe. The declaration now means claims by affected policyholders will be given priority by insurers and urgent assistance will be directed to the worst affected property owners. A disaster hotline has also been activated to help policyholders who are uncertain about their insurance details. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government has identified the staff member at the centre of fresh sexual misconduct allegations and has terminated his employment immediately. Images and video emerge claiming to show coalition advisers filming themselves while performing solo sex acts on the desks of female MPs inside Parliament House. 10 News reports it has obtained images and videos which staff has allegedly shared on Facebook. An unidentified source also claims staffers and MPs use the Parliament House prayer room for sexual encounters and prostitutes are sometimes brought into the building. A statement from Mr. Morrison urges anyone with more information to come forward, calling the actions a staggering disrespect for people who work in Parliament and for the ideals Parliament is supposed to represent. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham responded to the claims during a Senate committee hearing, saying the allegations are disgusting.
I'm disgusted and appalled at what I see alleged in relation to that story. It shows a complete disregard for all that our parliamentary democracy stands for. It also demonstrates an enormous disrespect.
A guard on duty on the night of the alleged rape of Brittany Higgins in a Parliamentary House ministerial office has questioned the Prime Minister's claim it was a security breach. Former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins alleges she was raped by a colleague in Minister Linda Reynolds' office in March 2019. Security guard Nicola Anderson has told ABC's Four Corners she found Miss Higgins naked on a couch in the office after the alleged rape.
I've never come across anything like that. So therefore, I've walked out of the office, I've then told my team leader what I found and I've asked him, would you like me to wake her up? Because it's a no-no to sleep in Parliament House, you know. But given the nature of the situation and the fact that she was completely naked, I think his call on it was, you know, just let her sleep it off.
The federal government says it will no longer continue with a measure that would have included family and domestic violence as one of the hardship exemptions allowing for the withdrawal of early superannuation. Domestic violence advocates express concerns there would be no way to stop someone from being forced to withdraw money to give it to their abuser. Minister for Women Maurice Payne told Senate estimates the policy was dumped after feedback from superannuation funds, legal groups and family violence experts. And to sport in football, Melbourne City's charge towards the top end of the A-League table has been boosted with a 2-0 win over competition leaders, the Central Coast Mariners. City coach Patrick Gisnorbo says there are areas for improvement, but the team did well as a collective. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, cloud clearing 26. Adelaide, partly cloudy 25. Melbourne, showers 21. Hobart, a shower or two 23. Canberra rain with possible heavy falls 18, Wollongong, much the same, 21. Sydney, possible heavy rain, 22. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 21. Brisbane, rain at times, 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm, 32. This is SBS News.